This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Power Wheel Show.
That's right. Yes, ma'am. Of course, that's my little girl. That's why I do this. You know, for her, and we're talking about the children, and talking earlier with Charlotte, you know, she got me tearing up, and talking about the children, how she can't even think about this, and think about the children without getting emotional. I don't know, will screaming work? I mean, if screaming work, I'll get here and scream for the next hour, but I don't know if it will. There has to be some kind of something that touches your heart, and convicts you, and sees this. There are people that have orchestrated a plan to destroy America as it is. The Constitution is the hedge. The Declaration of Independence is our charter. You are divinely endowed. America flourished. They have to subvert all that. And the only way they can do it, think about it, the only way they could destroy America was from within. And to go straight to the schools and the hearts of the people. We're talking about the Carnegie Foundation, of course, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation now. We're talking about the Chamber of Commerce, all the Heritage Foundation, all these think tanks, and supposedly even conservative groups who now are in favor of charter schools and have created a problem, reaction, solution, situation with schools. Say, oh, we got to do something. This is what we have to do. Let's get rid of elected school officials altogether so you have no connection. So at the point of a gun, they take your property taxes and then use it to weave the rope to hang your children from. And that's where we're at. Charlotte Iserby is our guest, the heroine. I mean hero, ladies and gentlemen. Hero. Charlotte Thompson Iserby. And Charlotte, I wanted to ask you, if I'm 14 years old and I'm in school today compared to 50 years ago, you say words like outcome-based education versus academics or Pavlovian training. What is the difference between school today as opposed to 20, 50 years ago, what have you, and what does that mean?
Well, since it's on the computer now, the teachers really have... I want to point out, much of this agenda, really, up until I would say 1990, the public school teachers were ferociously against this agenda, and nobody really knew that, because they thought it was the teacher's fault. And the teachers themselves, they may have belonged to the NEA or the American Federation of Teachers, but they didn't know that at the top, for instance, at the top of the NEA, I have a document called Cardinal Principles that was given to me by the great Ann Herzer of Arizona, who educated me in regard to the Skinner Method. She educated Charlotte. I was absolutely, people out there think they don't know what I'm talking about. Well, I didn't know anything about it either until I met her. But she found this document called Cardinal Principles, and it was NEA's plan for it was the second time they'd done a Cardinal Principles. This was the plan for the global system. And the plan is bad enough, but NEA today, when we called to ask them about this particular issue, they said it didn't exist. Well, she had it, and I have it. It's in my book. But at the top, I looked at the people who were leading it, the charge, who were involved in the pre-planning committee. You had David Rockefeller, McGeorge Bundy. You had all these people like Ted Sizer, Ted Bell, that Reagan appointed as Secretary of Education. You had all the leading change agents. But the most important thing for me was, huh, what on earth is David Rockefeller and McGeorge Bundy doing up there leading this NEA agenda? How many teachers know that? So in other words, that's where it comes from. I was shocked. I was absolutely really shocked by that. And you asked me what Sam would have been. Let's say he was in he graduated in the late 80s. And the schools at that time, the public school in Maine where I was, they were really going down because we had been a pilot school. But there still were teachers that were hanging on to teaching Latin. We had a history book, one of the most famous history books ever written, world history, that I can't remember the author right now, but that was for ninth graders. And the superintendent was a major change agent, so he was looking forward to school to work, right? He knew what the agenda was in the future, school to work. So he was breaking it down. We weren't have no grades anymore. Individualized education, which the parents thought, that sounds great, you know, my child's going to get his own little education. No, you do away with competition. You don't want competition in a socialist, communist, fascist state, do you? You want everybody in the cooperative collective working together. And it is modeled on the Soviet polytech system, but it's been adopted throughout the world, internationally. I would say the majority of schools throughout the world, unless they're tiny on little island in the Pacific, you know, have this system now. And they definitely went for the tax-funded private education, which is what we've got now through school choice charters. They did do that. France was the first country to go. The Vichy regime way back in World War II, they tried it out. And France, they did it very slowly, but finally all the schools were controlled by the government because they were taking tax money, all the Catholic schools. But I don't want to get off the 14-year-old. So the 14-year-old, when Sam was in school, probably would be would have learned the different states, 50 states, their capitals, what the economic resources were that the country, the states provided, like Maine, you know, lumber and all this and that. The climate, all these things. They draw pictures of the country, they do all this sort of thing. And they would be taught American history, real focus on the Constitution, things like that. They did away with that, I think, in Maine in the 80s. They got rid of teaching the Constitution. Then we moved into globalism. But we're talking about the 14-year-old, we're saying the 50s or 60s. He would be learning math skills. You know, he would be able to do, you know, all sorts of things that even adults can't do anymore, right? Get geometry, algebra, that would be probably the 12th grade. And English, you know, you'd have the English, the great English writers, you know, you'd have C.S. Lewis and Eliot, and sure, you'd have people like Vonnegut, who happens to be pretty good. My favorite book that he ever wrote was, and everybody should get the movie, you can get it, YouTube, go and watch the movie called Harrison Bergeron. You will say to yourself, ugh. Well, Kurt Vonnegut, who at that time I was getting a little bit mad at because I didn't think that should be taught at the school of the kids when they were 12 years old, but that's by Harrison Bergeron. Harrison Bergeron is by Kurt Vonnegut. Harrison Bergeron. All you have to do, somebody got it on YouTube because it was wiped out from the face of the United States of America because they didn't like it because it told the truth. And, of course, I think Vonnegut was Canadian, and so that you could still get it in Canada. You cannot get it here anymore, the original version. And it will tell you a lot. So, anyway, what I'm trying to say, in the 14-year-old had, well, and Kenny Hignight had, pretty much. I mean, math, science, English, grammar, chemistry, you know, just all those subjects, and they were required to work hard, do homework. A lot of them didn't. You know, that was in the 70s, certainly. You had the riots, the Vietnam War, and everything. Kids got on pop. And bright ones really failed because they were so bored with the changes that were coming in after 1965 with the Elementary and Secondary Education Act. They started with all the changes, and let me point out, I do have a document, SAM's website, it's called Pace Setters in Innovation, about, 600 or 800 pages, and I got a hold of that, the last copy that my senator had, and that came out of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act. If you look at that, I don't think you're going to be able to find one federally funded program that was not behavior modification. Values destruction. Not one. Teacher training. What does, unbelievable. The poor teachers, what they had to do.
Let me pause you right there. Let me pause you. When you say behavior modification, values destruction, what do you mean?
That means it's very simple. You know, at home and in the church, the children are taught, you know, you shouldn't steal, shouldn't lie, you know, shouldn't defame God. All these things that are so normal. I mean, the Ten Commandments, okay, that makes it easy. They had to get rid of that. And then, of course, we saw later on they have done that. They have gotten rid of everything that we could cling to that was traditionally American, whether it was in our history or with religion, our personal beliefs, behaviors, attitudes, values, beliefs. And Skinner himself said that he could take a student from one position to the other, whether it was anti-free trade to pro-free trade or from being a Christian to being not a Christian, in 1 hour through behavior modification and brainwashing. And as I said, you know, the dog training. It's amazing. It's the reward system. And the computer, of course he said it was his box. I know that. We all know it if we want to admit it. Don't we all listening in tonight? You know, and I'm going to admit it. I know that when I get on the computer and I get something right, or if it goes crazy, it's always going crazy or something, it drives you nuts. But when you get something right, you have that really good feeling. You know, that's your reward. And so the computer...
It's like a dog.
What's that?
It's like a dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You talked about competition earlier and eradication of competition. Where is this push? Who makes the decision, no more dodgeball, no more 10-foot slides in the recess area, you know, those kind of things, no more Red Rover?
Really came through originally, I don't know, I think it was James Block that made that comment. It just blew me away. It's in my Back to Basics Reform or Skinnerian outcomes-based education. Okay, that little booklet that was boycotted by all the conservatives in the United States, every single group, huh? That first book I wrote, only 39 pages, was boycotted there. That showed what had gone on in the Department of Ed. No, they didn't want anybody to see that because it was Reagan. Put Reagan on something, you know.
What was the name of that?
You're going to think it's delicious, huh? And anyway...
Yeah, give us the name of that book. Charlotte, give us the name of that book.
Okay, Back to Basics Reform... or OBE, which stands for Outcomes-Based Education. And then it says Skinnerian International Curriculum.
Hold that thought, and we'll be back. We'll continue with this. What role does secret society or do secret societies play in this, in their plan, and what does it look like if they are successful? Ladies and gentlemen, this is no joke. This is no joke. Stay tuned. PowerHour.com. Charlotte Iserby. Deliberate dumbing down of America.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Charlotte, my wife's mother was a teacher. She retired, I don't know, probably about 10 years ago. She taught for 20, 30 years, whatever it was. And I've had similar discussions with her about this. She saw exactly what you're saying. I don't think she knew what to label it or what to call it, but she saw the change. She saw the teachers that were frustrated. She saw the purging of the old style of teaching to this new. If you talk to younger people, they like, what are you talking about? Our children learn well at school. They learn all kinds of things. What in the world do you mean? So if I was going to describe this, you correct me if I'm wrong.
Right.
It went from like a classic education where you're exposed to, you know, Latin, Greek,
exactly,
Shakespeare, math. You're required. You compete. You go, you learn sports, academics, intramural, all these things to go together to the development and the exposure of the individual to a bigger world that they can use their intellect then to direct the direction and choices in their life. That,
exactly,
as opposed to an outcome-based education where they can tell you that they're exposing your children to different ideas, but really what they're doing is programming and leading them down an outcome to where they're a cog in a wheel, to where they have no basis, especially religiously, spiritually.
Right.
I tell people all the time, you think there's no religion taught at school.
Uh-huh.
You are a damn fool.
Yes,
the religion,
absolutely,
at school is secular humanism, and they teach it very well. Correct me where I'm wrong with that. Is that pretty much what you said?
The religion of secular humanism is the religion of the school system. And they put that through. I have to give credit to one of our great researchers, who's, I think I like her because she happens to be a year older than I am. But her name is Mary Thompson of California. And she hit it, bang, in the 70s. She was in California, and she is on one of the discs of the Exposing Global Road to Ruin disc set. And Mary saw the planning, programming, budgeting, management system that had come out of Robert McNamara's Department of Defense. And that was the system that required Leon T.F., Russia. He was a psychologist out of Russia. It required the Skinnerian outcomes, outperformance, you want to call it results-based, competency-based, whenever you see that, mastery learning, which is known as the conservatives adopted this, they actually put this in, hammered it in with the Reading Excellence Act, direct instruction. When you hear that, that is Skinner, and that is the complete opposite of what our children had before, where they were free, as you said, that upward mobility, they were free to determine their own futures. Now it is the corporations and the schools together, without any elected boards determining anything through charter schools, et cetera, that are determining your child's future. Let me, this is a quote from Eugene Boyce, a quote, educator in Georgia, in regard to communist education. He said, they do not educate for jobs that don't exist. So that is the quota system. So if your child wants to be a welder or something, always wanted to be from age four or whatever, now you've got that on his mind, and then you live near a shipbuilding facility, and when he gets to be about 11, the corporation says, we need 10 welders. We want to train them to be welders. And your child's number 11. He can't get the training. They do not educate for jobs that don't exist. That's going in right now all across the country. Maine is up to its eyeballs. And I'm sure your listeners are saying, oh, that's what I read about. That's all the community college is doing. Oh, my goodness me. That's training for the workforce. Isn't that wonderful? But this economy is so bad. Everybody's going to say, that's great. My child can get a job. But when we closed down the last segment, I believe you asked me about this, how they were going to do this. And I have, this is in my little Back to Basics that was boycotted by every single conservative group in the country in 1985, right after I'd found out everything in the department. And I say here, when you're told by educators that outcome-based ed, mastery learning, direct instruction is not a Skinnerian dumbed-down system of education focusing on behavioral change, collectivism versus individualism, show them the following statement by James Block, William Spady's big honcho, his co-worker, which appeared in an article by him entitled Mastery Learning, which is now known as Direct Instruction, Outcome-Based Ed, etc., Mastery Learning, the Current State of the Craft. It appeared in Educational Leadership, November 1979, and this relates to what you, Daniel, mentioned to me earlier. This is what he said. One of the striking personal features of, let's call it direct instruction, mastery learning, for example, which is necessary for workforce training, not academic upward mobility. One of the striking personal features of mastery learning, for example, is the degree to which it encourages cooperative individualism in student learning as opposed to...
We'll be right back. We'll get that full quote on the other side. Stay tuned.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
President Trump has decided who he will nominate as the next Supreme Court Justice of the United States. The president will make his announcement at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, and according to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, that's when we can expect the scare tactics to begin.
According to the hysterical press releases that inevitably follow, no matter their qualifications, no matter their record, no matter their reputation, it's the same hyperbole, the same accusations, the same old story.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wrapped up his meetings with North Korean officials over the weekend. Pompeo described the talks as productive. Retired four-star General Jack Keane says exactly what Secretary of State Pompeo was looking for on his trip.
He wants the identification and location of all of their nuclear sites. That's fuel, storage, research, testing, etc.
This is USA Radio News.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We're talking between the breaks, telling us some pretty cool stories. Maybe we'll get to them. Hopefully do. Charlotte, you were telling a quote before the break when we were cut off. Go ahead and continue from there.
Yeah, this is an outcome-based education, a conversation with Bill Spady, Education Leadership, December 1992. And it says, when you're told by educators that OBE, Mastery Learning, Direct Instruction, is not a Skinnerian dumbed-down system of education, that's Charlotte talking, right? Focusing on behavioral change, collectivism versus individualism, show them the following statement by James Block, William Spady's co-worker, which appeared in an article by him entitled Mastery Learning, the Current State of the Craft in Educational Leadership, November 1979. Here we go. One of the striking personal features of mastery learning, you have to remember, folks, this is exactly what's on the computer. Okay, mastery learning, direct instruction. That was the system. As Skinner said, it was made for the computer. It's his, input-output stuff, made for the computer. One of the striking personal features of mastery learning, for example, is the degree to which, now get this, it encourages cooperative individualism in student learning as opposed to selfish competition. Got it. Just how much room in the world for individualists who are more concerned with their own performance than the performance of others. One of the striking societal features of mastery learning, outcome-based ed, direct instruction, is the degree to which it presses for a society based on the excellence of all participants rather than one based on the excellence of a few. Can any society afford universal excellence, or must all societies make most people incompetent so that a few can be competent?
Well, that's no child left behind. That's no child left behind, basically,
is
what you just said.
Yeah, I mean, it is so shocking. That is so shocking. Now, let me read. This is the Chamber of Commerce. We'll get through this one fast. It's in my book written by Eric Carle on page 35. The following are some of the measures the Chamber of Commerce has supported to aid in the transfer of power to individuals and independent governments, groups, businesses, and professions to the Chamber-advocated management system, which is what I said. Mary Thompson of California was the expert on that. Her little talk that she gave on that is in the big book, too, and also at our Exposing the Global Road to Ruin. That's the PPBS system, Planning, Programming, Budget Management System, Total Quality Management, which is communism. Okay, here we go with the Chamber's agenda in 1945. One, I'm not going to give the numbers. Take too much time. Creation of the UN. Creation of the Office for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD. Regional government, or new federalism. We've got it all over the place. Break down borders, et cetera. Medicare, commercialization of medical professions. Postal reorganization. Organized Crime Control Act. Contracting for school services with private industry. Hello? Right? That's what you know. Voucher system for education. Management and human relations training for handling personnel and industry, TQM. Healthcare planning councils, prepaid medical practice, HMOs. Federal land use planning, UN Agenda 2030. Federally imposed career education, that's going in now, school to work, all right? Equal Rights Amendment, which we did kill for a while, thank you, Phyllis Schlafly. And crosstown busing for desegregation. Well, the crosstown busing for desegregation was a tragedy, and it hurt the very people we were told it was going to help most. That's another subject. But anyway, that's the agenda there. And then we have the Heritage Foundation agenda, which is equally bad. I mean, I'll give that one to you too. That is. We'll start with socialized medicine. We have Stuart Butler, England, coming over from England in late 70s, I guess. Yes. Okay, he drew up the first socialized medicine. Then we had Ronald Reagan signing the agreements with the Soviet Union. We had the catastrophe in the Department of Education with the appointment of T.H. Bell, Nation of Risk, which was a big phony report to get us, the dialectic to move in another direction. My office was all school choice and charter schools, putting that in, and school to work. And the White House Private Sector Initiative, which pulled all of the corporations in, the churches, the police, et cetera, into a merger with the government. And then we had regional government. They supported the New Zealand educator who came over in regard to regional government. And the community-oriented policing system, which is going in the COPS program, which is all based on B.F. Skinner, giving a reward. That's all it is. And having the COPS running our towns, I've written a great deal about that. A lot of your listeners may have seen that. But that's the Heritage Foundation agenda. And the Heritage Foundation is the number one, I do believe, a so-called conservative group. It would be the equivalent of the Carnegie Corporation. I'm sure they work together. And I think in the late 70s, I've often said, late 70s, the Democrats, when Carter, lost, when Reagan got elected, they said, okay, well, we can put our feet up now. We put in all the values-destroying programs in the schools. We're highly successful with that. Now, let Reagan and all the Trotskyites that came out of the Democratic Party, let them put in the school-to-work agenda, which is the final nail in the coffin through school choice charters and all. So they did. They put their feet up. They went out for lunch or dinner or whatever. And they, you know, the regional government, they had gotten that in earlier in the 70s, or Senator Muskie was called Mr. Metro. They'd done their job. So all they needed was Ronald Reagan to put the cap on the totalitarian system through the school to work, school choice, charters, and the agreement with the Soviets.
Let me ask you another pointed question. Charlotte's website, by the way, deliberatedumbingdown.com, deliberatedumbingdown.com, Deliberate Dumbing Down of America is her seminal book. I mean, seminal book. You can see just about everything she's written, said, written, whatever, YouTube, what have you, on that website. Charlotte, secret societies. You're not just somebody who researches and talks about them. You have a family history. Your father was in it. Your grandfather was highly influential in Skull and Bones, the secret society. What is a Skull and Bones objectives, and what does society look like if they get what they want education-wise?
Well, it would look like exactly what we've got. I mean, and it really makes me very sad. I didn't know anything about it when I was growing up because Dad never talked about it much. But there's a very good book called Fleshing Out Skull and Bones, Chris Milligan. I mean, Sutton's books were fantastic, and I worked with Sutton on a lot of that work. And Sutton said the most important book he ever wrote was education and Yale, the order at Yale, its role in education. He said that was his most important book. Can you imagine saying this after all the work he did on USA, the Soviets, and Hitler and all? He said that was the most important book, the one he did on education. But
wow.
The order, I see it now, I didn't see much, as I said. Dad would talk to me about some things that are in the Exposing Skull and Bones book, Fleshing Out Skull and Bones. There's a chapter that I wrote, Fleshing Out Skull and Bones, Chris Milligan wrote it. He asked me to do a chapter from the perspective of a daughter, and I did. And there's some very interesting stuff in there because I had to think back hard on what Dad had told me. And, but even at that point, I wasn't sure about their role in education until I was reading an old newspaper that was in the National Educator in California, that great group, Steinbecker and all in Southern California. They were, you know, it was Gary Allen, the territory, Allen Stang and all way back. And I was reading an old article, and it talked about Harold Howe, who was Commissioner of Education under Lyndon Johnson. He took the place of Francis Keppel. This was after the, the integration of the busing, et cetera, movement, or during it. And there was so much uproar in Chicago. Mayor Daley got really mad at Francis Keppel, who was the commissioner at the time, that he pulled Harold Howe on board. Harold Howe, I started reading the quotes from him. What a czar. They called him the czar. He was talking about the neatly mowed lawns, you know, wherever you live in Topeka, Kansas, or Greenwich, Connecticut, and the people who sent their kids to camp and all. We've got to get rid of all that, and blah, blah, blah. And he goes on and on, and I thought, what a commie. And then I thought, I'm going to go look in the little black books and see if I can find him, which I did. You know, the little catalogs that are at AmericanDeception.com. If people can type in the skull, S-K-U-L-L, you'll see the two little black books that I got a hold of and spilled the beans on the order, right? Well, you know, I went and looked him up to see if he was there. I didn't know. Yes. Harold Howe is listed.
Stay tuned. Last segment coming up with Charlotte Israby. We're going to talk about her son, how this coming after her family. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen. My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hitler said, if you give me the youth, the minds of the youth, you'll have the mother, you'll have the family, you'll have the whole fate of the nation. That's exactly what's going on here in the educational system. The skull and bones, these secret societies with communist objective to control, satanic in nature, communist certainly in nature, to control. Again, are you a beast? Are you a divinely endowed creation of divinity with divinity in you? Unalienable rights. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. It all comes down to this. I've told you that over and over and over and over and over. Because they're ripping your heritage, who you are, from you. Your inheritance that the founding fathers sacrificed everything for. A miracle upon miracle, and we're letting some chicken neck control freaks with a German accent tell us different. Charlotte, the Skull and Bones, your son's website, American Deception, he's done a lot to reveal this, to uncover this, to whistleblow this, and he's run into a lot of problems. Just quickly before we go, please know what your son has been dealing with and maybe how they can help.
Well, about a year before this, I mean, he wants me to read something on his shirt. Hold on just a minute. He has this shirt that has the Skull and Bones on it. It says, Brute Juice Junks It, Moris Non Separabit. Now, that's for the people who speak Latin. I've forgotten my Latin, but...
Skull and Bones, Square and Compass, Never to Be Separated.
Okay, Skull and Bones, Square and Compass, Never to Be Separated. So he's standing right in front of me, and he wanted me to talk about it. That's the same program. He says they run the world. Okay, so anyway, I'm going to explain now what happened. So he finally decided, we always had the big list up, but not with a biography under each name, right? And then he put the biography up about a year before he had the first hit. He had a year and a half, he says. The first plan to get rid of him was called a pop in the head plan. And that's on audio. You have that link. It was Jeff Rinson interviewed. People can click on the link and they will hear one of the officers saying, if he had moved, I would have popped him in the head, and a lot more. And then the other officer says something very interesting. He said, because they didn't manage to shoot Sam at that time, it's not federal now. Now, think about that one. Okay, so we go through that. Then we end up with the second hit, which was the disaster on Memorial Day 2016. And the guy who did that, it was carefully planned. Very carefully planned. That he did not end up even being arrested or charged or arrested that night, and he was let go. And he was told by the detective who interviewed him, I wouldn't lose too much sleep over this. He left Sam in a pool of blood in his house dying, and he was declared without vitals at the hospital. Finally, the ambulance, which had been deliberately delayed for half an hour, shot to the femoral artery. You don't delay that long, huh? I wish Joyce were here to hear this one. Anyway, they got him to the hospital, and he miraculously, the trauma team at Maine Medical, brought him back. But he was in fourth stage hypovolemic shock, which means you're really dead, huh? But they brought him back, and he'll never be the same. But he's my son, and it was a miracle, and I still have him. And he was a combat veteran in Gulf War I, which is why we knew Joyce, a U.S. Marine combat veteran. Well, no, they don't like us. That's all I can say. And I guess we've been a little naive, you know, through the years, just telling the truth. Huh? But that doesn't mean people should stop telling the truth either, because, look, Samuel's meant to be dead. They planned it for him to be gone. And the worst thing you can do to a mother, a bad girl like Charlotte, who's been blowing the whistle for, 45 or 50 years, is to kill her son. That would have shut me up. But he didn't die. And so we're both here. And I say to people, look at that. That was a miracle. And if we can have that miracle, we can have a miracle for America, too. But people have got to start being individuals again. And it's going to take guts and courage. And not letting these UN agenda 2030 people walk all over you, take your land, break down borders, homogenize the population, destroy the education. And as we were talking about earlier, yes, if you have children right now in the public school system, if it's bad, you might have a good one. You never know. Check it out. That's your job. But if it's bad, like what I was talking about today, teach your children at home. Be careful. Do not use any public school services whatsoever. None. You know, basketball, art, you might think that's safe. No, it's not. The minute you go near that, the funding mechanism is going to destroy you. And that is in the law, and I sent that to you. The law is in the congressional record, and it states it came under daycare regulations. And it said any institution that takes care of a child, any part of the 24-hour day, anyone that gets federal money is totally controlled in every area, what books they have, what pictures on the wall, what food you eat, and the curriculum. So anybody who challenges me and says that they can have scholarships, they can have this, they can have that, no. That's the way out. That is the way to destroy our representative form of government. They take that away from us, we've lost it. No elected boards with charter schools, we've lost it. That's what we fought the revolution over. I'll close with that.
Charlotte, we do have a couple minutes left. Sometimes it's very heavy, the subject. There's a lot of information you presented. Her site, DeliberateDumbingDown.com, DeliberateDumbingDown.com, Deliberate Dumbing Down of America is her seminal book, The Building Block, a book that she wrote earlier. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Is there anything in conclusion, hope-wise, what do you see for the future? Where is this all coming to a head? Will America wake up? What's your gut tell you?
Well, I'm, you know, what's happened, I saw happening. And I tried to tell people. I think people have got to stop joining groups. That's probably the key. You're an individual. You have a brain. You don't have to be led around like sheep. If there's a group, I don't care whatever it is. It could be American Principles Project, Heartland, Pioneers. These are all the neocon groups I'm talking about. With their luncheons, they're this, they're that. When you see their ads on the Internet, it says, oh, donate, huh? Don't! Those are tax-exempt groups, just like the investigation that Dodd did, the tax-exempt foundation. If you're tax-exempt, you're going to be putting in the globalist agenda. Do not have anything to do with groups. Maybe three or four moms and dads can get together at night and study my book. Or Exposing the Global Road to Ruin, Discat. I mean, it's unbelievable. These are all public school teachers and marvelous American researchers who got together, two conferences. Type that in, Exposing the Global Road to Ruin through Education. Watch those discs. These are public school teachers and American researchers. None of us belong to any of those groups. We identify the groups, in fact. So be an individualist. Make your own decisions. Cut the lines with all these conservative groups, because there are none that are good. None. And the churches are almost equally bad.
Charlotte, we're coming to the end of the interview. My blessing upon you, my heart out to you, to your family, what you've done. I hold you in the highest esteem and regard for what you've accomplished in this life and who you are in the face of overwhelming opposition. And everybody listening, I hope that you pray for Charlotte. I hope you pray for yourself, your phone family, us here. I hope you support us. So buy our products from the Power Mall and know who you are, because they're trying to wipe it out of existence for you and your children. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.